Welcome to the Success Sensei Podcast for anyone interested in success, happiness, and balance. We'll teach you how to be a black belt at life. And now, your host, former professional fighter, multiple world champion, entrepreneur, and investor, Robert Devan.
Bowing in, this is Roundhouse Rob, the Success Sensei, helping you to win at life one kick and punch at a time. Episode 149. Welcome to the starting round.
Hands up. It's the starting round on the Success Sensei podcast.
Avoid overwhelm. So it's Monday, and whether you're listening to this on a Monday or not, the starting round comes at you every Monday, and the whole motivation for the starting round on a Monday is that it helps you set up your momentum for the week. For a lot of people, Monday is the hardest day of the week. A lot of people do not like Mondays, and they can get the dread for work or for school or for college on a Sunday evening, knowing, or Sunday morning, depending on how much you dread Mondays. There are things that you can do to limit that dread and to be better prepared. And sometimes less is more. So I'm going to tell you what I do with my Mondays, and I hope that it helps you. I'm sure that it will. Remember now, Monday is the start of the week. It's very easy to set out your goals, to set out your plans, to know what your routine and your schedule is for a Monday. And if any day is going to be led astray, it's going to be a Monday. And that's because people call on a Monday and completely scupper your plans. They give you problems on a Monday. So whatever has happened over the weekend, for some reason, it will always come at you on a Monday. People like to leave calls till a Monday on a Friday afternoon. Instead of calling and letting you know about something, they'll say, I'll call Monday morning. Now, the thing is, if you're like me, you do not want to get the calls on Monday morning. Monday is the day to get into it. I don't mind the calls on a Tuesday and a Wednesday, etc., etc., unless it's 100% necessary. Unless you need a fast start, whatever your career is, on a Monday, then there's no need to overschedule yourself. And even if you're in the type of career that means you hit the ground running on a Monday morning, again, there's no need to overschedule. There's no need to do more than you need to do. It would be rare for me to schedule a trip on a Monday. I'll do it on a Tuesday, or I'll do it on a Wednesday. If I need to call somebody about something, fixing something, doing something, or require something for them, I will never call them on a Monday morning unless it was the most urgent thing and I had no choice, because nobody wants to hear from you on a Monday. That's a two-way street. You don't want to hear from anyone else on a Monday. You want to have your coffee, get into gear, and slowly build momentum. So what I'm saying is focus on less. Focus on one thing on a Monday. Build up your momentum. Tuesday, do more. Wednesday is probably one of the busiest days for me. Thursday, Friday. Now, if you're like me, your weekends are busy as well. So you've crammed in your Saturday and Sunday. You've done as much as you can. If you're working Monday to Friday, that's fine. But you probably have a second job or a second thing or other activities or other hobbies in the evenings and also on weekends. So it's very likely that your weekends are actually busier than your Monday to Friday. I like to get up early on weekends so that I can make the most of the non-working free time if I'm not working on a weekend. So, and unbeknownst to a lot of people, for many years, I used to have a lie-in on a Monday morning. It was the only day I used to have a lie-in, and I used to try to start my Monday. So I used to schedule classes or meetings or work later on. I try not to schedule them at all. If I had a choice, I'd schedule them for the Tuesday or for the Wednesday. And it absolutely does stave off the Monday blues, because you have a little bit of more control than you realize. If you plan out far too much, I can guarantee you more problems are going to come your way on a Monday. So therefore, by only focusing on one thing and not on 10 things, when other things come at you, you can react quicker. You don't feel so stressed. There's not as much anxiety. There's not as much dread to starting your week. Especially, as I said, if your weekend is action-packed. Start off easier on a Monday. Be easier to yourself. I'm not saying be lazy. I'm not saying don't work hard. I'm not saying don't get stuck in. Absolutely do. But don't completely go from 0 to 60 on a Monday morning and wonder why you're burning out and wonder why you're stressed. You have lots of anxiety. plan less, therefore you're able to react to more when it comes your way. And as you're ramping up throughout the week, increase your productivity. And hopefully that helps you. Hopefully it gets rid of some of the Monday dread. Some people absolutely love Mondays. There's no reason why you shouldn't be. There is a suggestion that if you absolutely hate Mondays, maybe you are on the right path. It's not realistic to be hop, skipping and jumping out of bed, whistling and singing into the shower every single morning for work and every single Monday morning. But at the same time, you shouldn't have so much dread that if you're trying to manage it yourself, it still doesn't work and you're still very, very unhappy. If that's the case, then it could be mean something more is wrong, or you don't feel that you're fulfilling or living your best life, or you're not actually on the path that is going to bring you ultimate happiness in your life. Have a think about it. Don't be too cruel to yourself on the Monday. Allow yourself a slower start. Allow yourself to build up your momentum and get stuck in as the weekend comes along, and then certainly towards the weekend. Don't be bothering people at 9 o'clock on a Monday morning, and don't be letting others bother you at 9 o'clock on a Monday morning if it's not totally urgent. Thank you for listening. I'm Roundhouse Rob, the Success Sensei. Life is a fight you can enjoy and win. Bowing out.
This has been the Success Sensei, fighting the winning fight. So add us, subscribe, like, and comment. Keep those hands up and keep moving forward.